Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. The Indians' six-game win streak comes to an end last night in a loss to the Houston Astros, but there was some good news. You had a couple of young arms that pitched pretty well, and how about Percy Garner, the kid from Dover, Ohio? Certainly didn't look like he was overwhelmed.
You know, Hammy, it was a unique night just because – you know, it's. I saw Joe Girardi. He called it Johnny Holstaff. I thought that was funny. I wish I'd have come up with that. But some good things can come out of that. And one you just mentioned, Percy Garner, because these guys, Joe Colon, Percy Garner, they're young guys that were pitching in games of consequence. Not when it's out of, you know, not when it's, you know, game doesn't matter. And I think you learn a lot more about them then. And with Percy, he did a pretty good job. He's young, little bit raw, but when you see 96 with tremendous sink, and then he breaks out that breaking ball sometimes, and you see a mentality that he likes to pitch, you start to get excited. And again, you don't want to, you know, after three innings, put a guy in the Hall of Fame, but there's a lot to like, and I don't want to downplay that either.
How about the next time that start comes around? Have you decided who will make it yet?
We actually haven't. We were going to meet here maybe in the next hour or so, just with bullpens and guys and stuff. Want to get Chris and Cherney and Mickey and myself together. And we're going to talk different scenarios just to make sure we're all on the same page. Then we'll communicate it to the players.
Hey, some good news. I was visiting with Yan Gomes before you and I started here, and he said he's going to DH here. And then come Thursday, he's going to catch in a minor league game. So that's obviously a first.
Well, and again, Gomer came back today, and he threw the bases. And I know he's slated to DH in AAA tomorrow. And from talking to the trainers, they were trying to figure out what day to let him catch. My guess is that Gomer told him Thursday's good. I don't think the medical people are going to have a problem with that. So whether it's Thursday, Friday, it's coming quick.
Well, and the good news for you, Tito, I mean, he's still not eligible in, I think, the 17th or something of this month. But at least you've got teams in the playoffs. Otherwise, it's hard for a guy like that to get playing games sharp, right?
I don't know how you do it. Instruction League hasn't started. And we're fortunate, and it's at the highest level of the minor leagues, which really does help. And we are relieved about that because I don't know what you do. I mean, you can only do so many simulated games, and this is going to be a huge help in him coming back.
All right, tonight you have a guy that's certainly going to be in consideration for the American League Cy Young Award. Boy, you have talked about it here for a couple of years. Corey Kluber gets on a roll, and look out, his confidence can take him to another level.
You know what, Hammy? I think back, the reason I have talked about him is there's one reason. I believe in him, and it's not just me, it's everybody. And he deserves that by the way he goes about it, by the way he works. And it's an easy guy. I mean, again, when you watch not just the day he pitches, but the day he does this, and this, it's easy to go out and say, this guy's going to be okay, just because he, by the way he goes about his business, and yeah, he's really good, but he's able to back up and be consistent being good because of his routines and because of his work ethic. I mean, we have the young kids coming in, I think, next week before they go to instructional league. And I love when the guys like Tom and Kluber talk to them because they do it every day. And they're the best examples. Brantley, I mean, when your better players are your better workers, it helps everybody.
How about Tito? And you had it when you were with Philly. Kurt Schilling was a bona fide ace. And then, of course, you had him in Boston. You had Pedro Martinez. Is there just something different about that day's game, even with your own club, when they know that one guy, and he's usually an elite pitcher in the game of baseball, takes the mound?
Yeah, there kind of is. And you know what the other thing is it's nice to have a guy that can match up against the other team's number one, and you still feel like we can win this game. Not that you have to do anything special. I mean, you always feel like you have to win, but some days, you know, you have to do a little bit. And we feel like Kluber can match up. Now, we actually feel that way with a lot of our guys, but Klubs is the one that's been there and done it, and he's doing it again And there's a lot to be said for that.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and the Astros coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.